Bear Podcast 330.
Welcome to Bear Podcast, episode 330, the anniversary show.
Anniversary show, yes. It's, five years, and we've been doing great.
Yeah. Anniversary. You've only gone through two co-hosts.
Yeah, through the two co-hosts. First, we had
Roy.
Roy, Excalibur, for a year or so. And then Ray took over. And
that's right.
It's been about 4 years, I think, that we've been doing this. And we're doing well. We're meeting a lot of people. Lots of people who are.
We're becoming famous, Maynard.
Famous? Are we really?
But not the rich part. It's supposed to be rich and famous. We're just getting the famous part.
Oh, I don't know about that. Are you famous? No.
We're podcast superstars.
We meet a lot of friends. I just say. Well, every year that this is something that I thought of for many years now. That whenever we do a anniversary show, it's usually August 1st. August 1st, 2005 was the first airing of the show, and ever since, every year from August 1st, we do a recap or the top 5 downloaded shows, both audio and video. So we do that. So that's what we're gonna do. But before that, wanna geek out or something for a while, like movies,
or do you want to finally talk about Inception?
I want to talk about Inception. Inception was great. I got to see it.
You mean a dream within a dream within a dream?
Yeah, that's right. I dreamt about watching it. So you watched it last weekend, right?
Yes.
Okay. And did you like it because of the trailer or because it's Leonardo DiCaprio?
At first, I didn't think I was going to like it, but there was so much hype behind it, you know, and that's another thing. Yeah, sometimes they hype the movie so much that it's like, is this really be a good movie?
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I'll take chance. I'll go see it.
Okay.
So I went and saw it. It's probably the best freaking movie of the year.
I think so, too. It's a good twist.
Leonardo doesn't get an Oscar nomination, and Gordon Levin Hewitt doesn't get an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor,
mm-hmm.
because they both did kick-ass jobs in this movie.
Yeah. I never pictured Gordon Lewitt. What's his name?
Gordon Levitt Hewitt.
Gordon Levitt. I can't get his name right. But anyway, he's Tommy from Third Rock from the Sun. That's all I could remember. That's all I remember him from, Third Rock from the Sun.
And he's still cute as hell.
Yeah, he still looks the same. He still looks like a kid to me. But yeah, it's good, Inception. Okay, what about some spoilers?
Well, at this point, if you want to keep listening or you want to fast forward a little bit, we're going to talk about the movie some. So this is a spoiler alert.
Oh, you're going to listen anyway. So anyway, we're going to spoil it for you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. The end. What do you think is...
Let's talk about the beginning.
Okay.
Let's talk about the whole fact that they can get into other people's dreams.
Yeah, how did that really go about? They just tap in with something on their arm?
They got some kind of thing that goes in... All this apparently come out from trying to... find ways to train soldiers faster for the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the description that I got from the movie.
Mm-hmm. They use dreams.
They use dreams because you could take them into reality, train them, and spend years there, and it only be like minutes here because it's a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Leonardo DiCaprio's character was married. He has a wife and two kids, and
yeah.
They did this, and they went so far into a dream that they lived a whole life in that dream.
Yeah.
And when they came back, she thought that the dream was the reality, and this was the fake world.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up killing herself, and this whole movie is about Leonardo DiCaprio trying to find a way to get back to his kids because he's wanted for murder, and he can't come back to the United States. So he's given this job opportunity to go in and plant the seed of discontent in this billionaire's son's mind that he wants to dissolve the company, because if he doesn't, then it's going to be the largest company in the world and the most powerful company in the world.
Yeah.
And these other bigger corporations won't be able to stand up to it.
So the premise is, the inception there is that using dreams, you're supposed to influence people.
People.
Yeah, it's supposed
and
to
what influence. And what they have been doing is going into people's dreams to get information, like classified information. Like for like espionage between different companies and stuff. So, yeah. And this one, they're trying to go further, which it's never been possible, but it's what Leonardo did to his wife's character, is he planted a seed inside of her dream so when she came out, it made her do something.
Yeah. So, okay, I want to jump to the end.
Okay.
What's with the spinning top that didn't stop?
Well, see, it wavered, though. The whole thing about the top is they find something that's theirs, that's physical.
That's physical, because that reminds them that they're still
in the real world.
In the real world.
And his thing was that little spinning top. Because in the real world, it's weighted, and it'd spin for so long, and then it'd flip over and stop.
Uh-huh. So how about this one? Did it
at the very end, it started wavering like it was going to fall over. So you didn't know if he was still in the dream.
Or
he was actually out and everything worked out.
Mm-hmm. That's the big speculation. That's why it's really big right now, I guess.
Yeah.
They want to figure out, well, it has
to... But it also left it open for a whole other movie.
No, I hope not.
Yeah, very much so.
What if it's really a dream? You know? Yeah, so listener, maybe you guys have a different theory about it. If they're in a dream still, or if he's in a dream still, it's got that sixth sense
sense. What really got me was the dream inside of a dream inside of a dream.
Yeah,
I mean, they went from one dream and they kept getting deeper and deeper in the subconscious into the dream world,
mm-hmm.
and it was just everything was odd, weird.
Yeah, and I couldn't understand the part where you need an architect to do it.
They need somebody to build the world that they're in. Because that's her whole job, is keeping that world stable while the dream plays out in it.
Yeah. So it's really her...
Yeah, that's her...
It's her dream.
Her dream. Or she's in the dream controlling the environment, the structure of the dream, okay. while they're trying to manipulate things going on so it happens naturally in the dream.
Okay.
Because all the other people in the dream, remember, is the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they kept getting attacked, because the subconscious realized that somebody else was in the dream.
Yeah.
That was foreign. Kind of like antibodies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So. All right, so guys, if you guys get a chance, go watch Inception.
Yeah.
It's
Well, you really don't need to now. We've told you.
Well, yeah, we talked about it. So pay us $9. $9 here.
No. Go to the matinee, $4.
Oh, okay. No, to pay us now, because...
Oh, that's right. Just send $9.
Send $9 because we already told you the story.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we go to the... to the episodes right now. Okay, like I said, every year we play the top five and the top five audio and the top five videos that were played we aired on the show. So here we go. Here's the top five video.
Number five.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 295. And this is a Chaser Show. Jeff, are you there? Jeff?
Yes, this is Jeff.
All right.
Jeff, did you have something in your mouth?
Yes. Jeff is a Chaser contributor from Bears Life magazine. And we also have
Devin
from Chicago.
For the first time
from... The virgin. You're the Bear Podcast virgin here.
Yeah, and you don't get to be that much.
Yes, Devin is the owner of Bear of the Day. We're going to talk about that later. Bear of the Day. Yeah, I had to mention it.
You make really it sound to. So grandiose. It hasn't been up for like
Bear
a year.
Of the Day. Okay, because that has a lot of history for me. So, yeah, welcome.
Was I ever on Bear of the Day? I could get Devin, Jeffrey, and you, Maynard, all whacking off on the bed together.
Oh, my God. Okay. I've done that before. I won.
Listeners, write in if you want to see my man whacking off.
We'll play, and then I will win first and third place.
Well, the lanyards weren't color coded, but when you get on the ship, you have a little badge that has your name on it and all that. And if you want, you can put a colored dot on it.
Oh,
and they have green dots, which mean basically you're open to play, or a red dot, which means you're not. And then some people that put, you know,
both
four green dots on the front and back.
Nice.
And then you had to figure out, is it on the left side of the left side of the card or the right side?
Yeah, it's not that specific. I heard
that,
though.
That was episode 295 with it's a Chaser show, actually, with Jeff and Devin. From Devin is from Chicago, and Jeff is from New York. Yeah, we just heard from him from the last episode, from the last Chaser show. And yeah, it's the first time we had Devin on, and he was sharing stories about the Chumley Cruise. And we talked about a little bit about the Bear's Life magazine, Bear's Life membership card. And our topic for that episode was the Bear Chaser Opposites Attract. Yeah, you have to listen to the show to hear the discussion. So actually, I met Devin at last year in during Memorial Day weekend during the Bear Pride, Bear Pride 2009, and me and Mike were there, and we attended Bear Pride, and we got to see IML and stuff like that. So, but I met Devin there at the dance. And just for briefly, he's a nice Asian guy. I really like him. All right. So let's go to...
episode...
Number 4.
Number 4. Episode 296 is the interview with Donnie Brown where Tabitha's Salon Takeover. And we talked about that little movie Avatar.
Yes, that's right.
You know,
right.
That one that didn't make that much money, but it was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And our guest on the show was Donnie Brown, who was one of the... stylist on the,
yeah
in the
no 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 barber he wants to be called a barber.
Girl, she was a stylist.
She's a stylist, she's a hairstylist.
She wouldn't get her hair, she do you go to her get your hair did. So
yeah, so we had him actually. He contacted us and he said that he's one of the participants there at the Tabitha's salon takeover, and we even have voicemails, people wanting to know how it is in a reality show. Like Tabitha, and how was Tabitha like? But it was an interesting show.
Yeah,
that's
and here's some audio from
top
that.
Number four.
How did you guys get hooked up with Tabitha in the first place?
Well, all of this kind of transpired before I started working there. One of the employees had sent an audition tape to Bravo. I think it was an email on Tabitha's Facebook. And it just kind of grew from there, and it took, I guess, months and months of dialogue between the owner of the salon and the producers. And so it kind of by the time that I had got hired on, and this was back in February when we taped, I think it was February or March, the ball was already starting to roll. So that's how it came about. And right up until the very last moment before Tabitha had walked in, we were kind of told that we didn't know whether they tricked us into thinking it was still an audition.
Oh.
And we were kind of, after, 8 hours of taping, we kind of were privy to the fact that she was going to walk in, at any moment. But the whole day, the first day of taping, we were told that it was just an audition. And so, that's how it came about.
You were tricked into an audition instead, but it's a... It's actually they're recording already,
right? We were mic'd. There was lighting, special lighting all over. An enormous camera crew of I think about 6 or 7 cameras. I mean, there's a lot that goes into the production of that show that you wouldn't really realize, until you're there. And it's very very long days of taping, and it's really not. I don't know. What you see on the TV is only like a fraction of what really goes on.
Yeah. So it's just one day. Go ahead, Ray.
So Donnie, tell what is Tabitha's? For us ignorant folks that's never watched the show, that maybe you've heard of it.
Who is Tabitha? Tabitha was a contestant on Sheer Genius. Sheer Genius was a show on Bravo, and it was sort of like the Project Runway of Hair.
Yep.
Where contestants were given challenges and there was eliminations, and she was on the very first season. She was voted a fan favorite. Tabitha is a renowned hairstylist from Australia. She's very, um, very outspoken, very brass, and she takes everything, you know, very, very seriously and gives 100% to what she does. And she's voted fan favorite, and because of that, she was given her own show because she was so immensely popular. She did one season, and then this is the second season that's airing right now on Bravo.
Okay, so now let's go to top three.
Number three.
This is Clint Taylor, and you're listening to Bear Podcast.
Tell us about some of your history mostly New Orleans or Louisiana, right? So Louisiana. You grew up here, right?
I grew up here, and after graduating from high school, I went to school at the University of New Orleans because I wanted to be close to the bars. And it was so funny because, you know, here the bars are open 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
So what we would do is we would put our books in the trunk and we would go out all night until it was time for classes to start the next morning.
Oh, wow.
So there are several times when I would leave the bars when the sun was coming up and just go straight to class.
I haven't done that. I've always wanted to do.
It's been a long time.
You know, drink all night and then wait for the sun to come up. I know you can do that here in New Orleans, but I haven't tried that.
And then, you know, when I, you know, was growing up, the drinking age was 18. And really, the bars on Bourbon Street rarely checked IDs. And so we were going to the bars when we were 16 years old. It wasn't a big deal, but it was just a lot of fun back then.
I bet. How did you get started in the first place? By the way,
That was a long story. But back in 2001, I entered the Mr. Palm Springs Leather Contest, and so what happened was I won Mr. Palm Springs Leather. Well, I'd entered Mr. Toolshed Leather, won that title, and then I went on to compete Mr. Palm Springs Leather. So my picture was in the local, you know, magazine. I think it was Pulp magazine. And at that time, you know, All Worlds had their resort in Palm Springs, and they were looking to shoot a Leather Bear movie. So they saw my picture in the magazine that I'd won, you know, and I saw, you know, how hairy I am. So they contacted me and asked me if I'd be interested in filming, which I had never done before. And it was always something that had interested me. I just never thought they would ask me to be in a movie. So they told me what the movie was about, and which was quite interesting because it was called Bearing Leather.
Bearing Leather, okay.
And it was a leather contest where, you know, all the contestants would get up on stage, and then all of a sudden, this orgy erupted on stage, which is a lot of fun, but since it was a contest, they needed the audience. So all the people that were staying at All Worlds Resort were the audience for the contest, so they were in the movie. So, the whole film was shot in the back of the audience, you know, so you would see the back of their heads watching what happened on stage. So my first movie,
it's like Mysterious Science,
I did it in front of 100 people, you know, watching.
Oh, wow. So, flies. Anyway, this is episode 297 with Clint Taylor. And actually, that's also a year-end review that we did. It's the last episode of the year of 2009. And yeah, that's Clint. He's actually a porn actor in Bear Films and Pantheon Videos, and he shared a lot of stories about New Orleans because he used to live in he still lives in New Orleans, and I think that's there's a Bear Films which I always watch. It's it's called Decadent Bears. It's a Bear Films film show, and he's in it, and other guys sort of like are fuckings or that like that watch or like watching it. But anyway, so Clint was is a very nice guy. We met up there at what's it, the Phoenix. That's where we did the interview. We went to the Phoenix, and we did the interview nude. No, not really. No, we didn't. No, we didn't do.
Wait a minute. Where was I for all this? The nude interviews.
Nude interviews. I don't know.
I keep waiting for having the new Chaser cast.
Yeah, we should do that. Oh, next year, maybe with Ryan in the drenched fur.
That's all I'm talking about.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next show.
And number two is episode 307, where we talk about interracial relationships, racism, and the Oscars. Our guests for this show are Robert and Don, and it's a Chaser show. We talk about the Oscars, and Robert and Don share their stories about being black chasers.
Yes. And, yeah, that was fun because, you know, we got to have Don. Don is, you remember Don?
Yeah.
Let me play some of the audio. Hold on.
Number two.
Yeah, well, that's how long I've known him, and we were just, you know, we were just really good friends. We would talk every now and then, you know, hang out and, you know, maybe go to lunch or something like that. And then eventually we were, you know, we both just felt like, you know, we can, you know, we're good friends. Why don't we try this? Because we both felt, you know, we were attracted to each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we felt we were good enough friends where we could, you know, at least try dating, see what happens. Mm-hmm. You know, worst case scenario, we just go back to being friends. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we've been together ever since.
I see.
It worked out.
That is...
So what was happening? Y'all were just like on Manhunt one night talking to each other and just like, you know.
No, it was not Manhunt. It was Yahoo.
Oh, it was Yahoo. Yahoo. Oh. I mean, you could still chat properly there. Now it's all spam, I think.
The gay hookup site from Yahoo.
That's right. Oh, wait, Rawhide. I think you're thinking about the Rawhide.
That's
oh
it.
My God! You are so bad.
That's
the raw. Oh my
that's
God! The raw.
Yeah.
That's so nasty.
I can't. Don't. I didn't do it. I saw plenty in there. I wasn't participating in any of it.
Wait! I have to make it clear. It's nasty, but I love it.
You know, like there's Bears of Toronto, which is up here. I was part of a marching group, and we marched once in a while in Pride. It's called Bears by Nature. Mm-hmm. You know. So we march in Pride every, like, for the past, first year we march in Pride, second year, hopefully we'll march in Pride again. So Toronto's Pride is one of the biggest in the world right now. And when you turn down Yonge and Bloor Street and you see the millions of people cheering you on, that's affirmation. And for me, I march because I want to show the next black kid or black man or woman that it's okay to be gay and to be black. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can't control what the world thinks of you. What's important is what you think of yourself, mm-hmm. you know. And to march in that is very self-affirming, as well as march with my bear brothers, because coming out, being a bear, like, you know, I remember I was feeling all weird and stuff. And, you know, I was saying, like, you know, I remember running into Terry Jamro years ago online. And I said, oh, man, you're really cute. And he says, if you become cute, check out all these guys. And sort of opened a door for me.
Wow. Yeah. So that's good. Got you on. You know what? I was looking at some of your pictures. And, oh, my God, you got some, you know, gorgeous bears around you there in Toronto. Wow. That is awesome.
I am single.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
And the number one show from last year, I'm going to let Maynard take this one because this is the one he got all hot and bothered over.
Okay.
Number one.
This is Buck Ramsey, and you're listening to Bear Podcast.
Anyway.
All guys, it only takes a six-pack. Their fingers, takes a couple shots, and they're ready.
Actually, it was Wild Irish Rose.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was Wino Wine.
Never tried that before.
It was Wino Wine. No, we didn't progress to Mad Dog and Night Train until we were in high school.
Oh. I know Mad Dog, but wow.
Boone's Farm.
That was a high school one as well. Country Quencher, absolutely.
Boone's Farms and Wine Coolers.
Let's talk for a minute about what defines pig sex.
Okay.
Let's talk about this for a moment, because I get really tired of these people who are on Bear 411 or they're on all these different sites and they like to call themselves a pig. And then you start asking them what they're into and they're like, I like to suck. I like to fuck. I
like to be rimmed.
I like to kiss. Mm-hmm. And then they stop. And I'm like, and you think that's pig sex?
That's nothing.
You think
right?
That's pig sex? That's like regular sex.
Mm-hmm. What's the Charlotte's talking about? Pig sex.
That's vanilla. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's vanilla. So, okay. So I'm going to talk about when did I stop being so freaking vanilla. All right. I guess I was, I'd have to say I was 19.
Oh, really? You've been that wild? 19. Okay.
Well, I first started with bondage when I was 19.
I see.
With some guy I didn't know, which, yeah, that was wise. Who are you talking about? I still do stupid things, but that's okay. I man up. I own up to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I started with bondage when I was 19.
Shit, I missed out. If I'd known that, we could have done that in the video too. Damn.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we'll get into that. We'll get into that video later. That you guys made. Okay, so. All right, so it was 19. Bondage.
Yeah, and that was like, for a while, that was like my fetish. That was my kink. That was my thing for a while. And, so I was like, for the first 10 years of fucking, I was a total bottom.
Episode 293, the interview with Buck Ramsey. And he's our guest for that episode. It was a very raunchy episode. And we talked about his experiences about being an escort and everything. He was telling us about that and his videos on XTube. And did you notice he's not posting anymore? There are no more Buck Ramsey videos. I don't know if you've been looking at XTube lately, but...
Well, I've been looking at XTube, but not Buck Ramsey.
But not Buck Ramsey. Yeah, that's right. Well, you used to film him, so you...
Well, if you want to see Buck Ramsey, I have him right.
You know what? I want to see... Hey, guys. Ray's got the video of Buck Ramsey still. But anyway, Buck Ramsey was a guest in the show, and we talked about his porn experiences, his travels, and what else? His hatred for boy pussy. No, he doesn't like the word boy pussy, so it's really funny. So that's those are the top five audio of the year.
So now we're moving on to top video of the year.
Yes, top videos of the year. Okay. We were going to the first one. Let me see. Hold on.
Number five.
I'm in Milwaukee, or close to it.
You're in West Bend.
West Bend. There are cornfields all around me. And bears.
Okay. Hey, everyone. This is Nard. And joining me today, well, tonight, is Jeff. From Phoenix.
Howdy, how's it going?
Yes, it's good to see you again. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, it has.
I think the last time I saw you was at IBR.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right. And that was fun. And we've been busy. I haven't been to IBR for a long time. And you haven't been to Houston for some time now, too.
No, I have not been to Houston. Unfortunately, you know, I've definitely got a few friends there that I need to visit. And I've been kind of neglecting in that point of going back there. But, you know, definitely need to go back sometime soon.
Yeah. It's always fun, you know, visit cities and Bear Watch is still going on. Yeah, we do that still.
Oh, down in Galveston.
Galveston, yeah. Okay, so we are here. You and I are here for the Gay World Series.
That's correct.
How many times have you been to Gay World Series?
This is my second time.
Second time. When was the first time?
Fort Lauderdale in 1996.
Ah, okay. 1996?
I'm sorry, 2006.
2006, okay.
I had to think about that for a second.
Oh, yeah. 2006, that was so, wow. How did you make it that time?
We sucked.
We sucked. Okay. That's okay. We all have that problem the first time we play.
Yeah. Well, I think my team back then cared more about coming and partying than actually playing softball.
That's right. I saw a shirt today. My drinking team has a softball problem.
I saw that today too. I think
like that.
I think it was one of the Seattle teams or something like that.
So that's top five. That's actually the Gay World Series in Milwaukee. That's when I met up with Jeff from Phoenix. If you guys know STP Bear, and along with the video, I got to meet also the mayor of Milwaukee, James. What was his name? James Barrett, something Barrett, something. I have to look at the video to verify that. But yeah, he's the mayor, and something happened to him a few weeks before. He was a hero. There was a woman being mugged, and he went after the guy who was mugging the girl, and he helped him out, and he ended up having a busted arm. So he was there at the Gay World Series, you know, doing some kind of a introduction or, you know, some kind of speech, And Gary and I ran up and met up the mayor of Milwaukee. So,
oh, okay.
He's a very nice guy. And we were chasing after him. The bodyguards were looking at us. Wait a second. Wait. The bodyguards were looking at us. And we want to have a picture with the mayor. Okay. Then they let us go. So they're very lenient about that. So that's good. Anyway, so let's go to...
Video number 4, Bear Podcast 264, live at Bear Watch 10 in Galveston, Texas. Where we got Don, Bruce, Chris, Michael, and Miss Augie.
Number four.
Oh, well. Yeah. Oh, so everybody's slipping and sliding everywhere? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got that kind of insurance.
We have to say hello to some of our listeners here. Hello, Steve and Kyle. Kyle has been hanging out with us since...
And Kyle, what is your name this weekend?
What is your name?
Daddy Ray's bitch.
That's right.
Daddy Ray's bitch.
That's right. Been working his ass all weekend.
Very
so far.
Good.
That's
very
right.
Good. Do what? I take cues very well.
Yeah, we were working hard, and our master for the evening and through the day, because he has to do this, do that.
Not next year.
He just likes being called master, is what I think it is. Yeah. I can gather.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
So. Oh my God, I have stories about that later. Okay, so that's top 4. It's Bear Watch 10. Yeah, and yeah, that was a fun weekend, and we had Chris and Bruce right. From they used to be triads of Houston area Bears.
Yep.
Okay. Next one, this episode. Yeah, it's another video. This is actually at our place, so here you go.
Number three.
When you take it out, it's real sopping wet with lubrication. But
wait, you put it on my couch.
This one's dry.
Oh, it's dry already. That's why.
And then I put it on your couch.
Oh, thank God.
That's the one he's been using for a couple months.
Okay. Oh, gross. It's all dried out now. Okay.
Anyway, it has two rings, an inner ring and outer ring. And you stick this up the anus, and mm-hmm. it opens up in there. This part stays outside. And again, you cannot squeeze it.
I'm sorry, you said it was a female condom?
It yes. is a female condom.
But you're sticking it up the what?
The anus.
The anus. And so this would be using what kind of application?
Your anal sex.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, our producer making sure.
So, and if this is uncomfortable, this ring actually comes out.
Oh.
And you can either shove it in.
There you go. Just shove it in.
Shove it in.
That's what all the bottles say. Just shove it in.
You could take a dildo.
It's wooden. That's a wooden dildo.
Is that Queen Victoria's dildo?
God. What is this, 1800s?
You take it and push it in with a dildo. It's like an applicator. And then you just pull out, and it should hold there. And then that's where the
go to town.
It looks so good. You had a blanket over you.
Yeah,
that was episode 300th episode of Bear Podcast. That was fun.
And that was with Julio giving the safe sex talk,
mm-hmm.
and our Asian bitch Wayne working the camera.
Yeah, Wayne is our producer that night, and that was fun.
Well, that's the nice term for him. I prefer my Asian bitch.
Your Asian bitch. Okay, let's move on.
And our number 2 video of the year is episode 281, Experimenting with Bears. Now, I don't know nothing about that. At the Hans Beyond Art Gallery, and it's Hans and Sharam.
You can't remember. You were there.
Number two.
We are actually at the Hans Beyond Art Gallery here in the Montrose area. In the Montrose area here in 2016 Dunleavy here in Houston. What do you do here?
Well, this is my studio, and when I have work completed, I show it, and I convert it into an art gallery. But when it's not an art gallery, all this is full of materials for me to work on. So it's a studio. But in this occasion, I did a show about work that I've been doing in this same room for about 3 months. Okay. And... it's called Experimenting with Bears.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I had the show in October, and it went very well. and it's homoerotic painting.
Homoerotic painting.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason I call it experimenting with Bear is because I did different styles of the same theme.
Okay. Yeah, so would you experiment on Ray one time?
Yes,
I would. Can you be a model one time for him?
Yes, I'm actually
looking. I keep telling Maynard we should do a nude photo shoot together and he won't listen to me.
No, I don't think
so. I'm actually looking for models right now.
Montreal.
Oh, okay. My God.
Yeah. Tell us about the first day you arrived there. It's your first time to go to Montreal, right?
Well, yes. It was my first time to Canada.
Oh, okay.
And first time in Montreal as well. Mm-hmm. And the city is, you don't feel like you're in the American continent. You feel like you're in Europe. Oh, it's really? Totally different feeling. And people are so friendly. I mean,
the Bible Belt stops at that parallel.
Exactly. And we saw so many churches, and they're all empty. I mean, they just...
Churches chicken?
Not churches chicken. I mean, church.
Oh, okay.
Like Catholic church.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all empty?
They are empty. I mean, they are abandoned. And a lot of them,
what?
I mean, they said they have only for ceremonies and all that kind of thing.
For weddings.
For weddings and
funerals.
Like that.
But,
I mean, yeah, and people are not religious up there. You can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like here.
Okay.
No, it's not like here.
Wow.
But everybody is openly holding hand everywhere, and it's...
Bears kissing.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Kissing.
Wow.
Yes. And
see what happens with a country that allows gay marriage.
No, it didn't. It's actually experimenting with bears because it's...
Oh, that was the exhibit.
It's an exhibit.
Oh, okay, that was the exhibit. That's right.
It's
I thought it was something you were trying to trick me and get me drunk and try to make me do one night or something.
Mm-hmm. That's Ray. Who knows? He might change teams next time. No, probably not. No. No, okay.
Like I always say, I love my bear brothers, but I don't want to date them.
You want to date them? Okay. All right, the top video since last year.
Number one. Well, initially, I didn't want to make a bear documentary because, like, after Small Town Gay Bar, I was figuring out what I wanted to do next. And, like, it came up a couple of times, bear documentary. There have been a couple of others, ones made. And I just kind of, like, do I really want to throw my hat into that ring? And the thing is, like, do I really want to shit where I eat? The bear community is, you know, I mean, it's kind of, you know, where a lot of my... You know, friendships are, it's mm-hmm. where I get laid, it's all that kind of stuff. So basically, you know, and who wants to be the voice of something? Like, it can only go wrong. You know what I mean? And bears were bitchy, so it's just kind of like, no matter what I did, there's going to be a bunch of people who are just like, that's not it. That's, you know, that's not what it is. That's not, you didn't tell the right story. Mm-hmm. So basically, I was just setting myself up to fail. But, I mean, I'm just like, this community means so much to me. It's given me everything. I didn't come into the closet until I was in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And, because essentially, like, when I first figured out I was gay, you know, like, going to a gay bar was a horrible experience because it's just, like, I wasn't having, you know, I wasn't getting the attention from anybody. I just kind of walked in and I felt like a total outsider.
Okay.
But when I first went to a bear bar, all of a sudden it was like, you know, I mean... You know, all of a sudden I had sexual currency, and that's so important. So kind of like, you know, it gave me that, and it just kind of keeps giving me things. So I basically wanted to give back.
Mm, okay, so that's the documentary about. So, what cities did you? Because I saw you at Chicago last year.
Yes.
You were filming there.
We filmed in Chicago. Okay. We filmed in London, New York, Las Vegas. New York, Las Vegas, Chicago, and Toronto.
Oh, Toronto, okay.
Toronto, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I saw you there. You were filming with a crew. You have a crew walking around.
We had a small crew, a very small crew. It's my, and they're all straight, and they're just like,
oh.
They're just like, what the fuck is this bear thing? Like, it's all very confusing. Like,
they didn't know what they were.
They knew what it was, but, like, when you go to a bear event with straight guys who just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's overwhelming for me, but, you know, but for guys who've never seen anything like this before, it's overwhelming. You know what? I mean, there's a couple of things about Fred Phelps. I mean, he's so cartoonish. He's so over the top about it that I just didn't take him serious. Like, I didn't feel threatened at that. And another two, like he knows what he's doing. I mean, he's actually a very wonderful man. Like, he's actually, like, he's a grandfather. Mm-hmm. He treated us very, very well. He was very sweet. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, he's kind of like your grandfather meets Hitler. He kind of has this kind of weird vibe. But he's like, he was really, really friendly and stuff. But he just, and that was the interesting thing. Because when we sat down to the interview, like, he's this kindly old man. And he's saying the most shocking things. And it's just kind of like, I mean, I was really hungover as well. So there was a bunch of factors going in. So, but I mean, essentially, like, you know, Fred Phelps, one thing I will say for Fred Phelps, like, I would rather kind of the enemy I know. And I respect kind of Fred Phelps for, I mean, respect is kind of a weird word, but he's being honest. I mean, there's so many people in the world that kind of have those feelings. And basically, I mean, I think George W. Bush had the exact same feelings that Fred Phelps did. Fred Phelps just had the balls to actually say how he felt. Mm. And it's just like, if it's the enemy you know, it's something you can deal with. But essentially, it's more the people who kind of, like, have those feelings and attitudes and actually have the power to actually, you know, do or not do things. It kind of, that's where the problem lies.
All right, that was episode, well, I don't know what episode that was, but it's a top video with, that's last March, live at TBRE with Malcolm Ingram. And we talked about Bear Nation. It's a Bear Nation documentary.
Which we still haven't seen yet.
We still haven't seen it. Well, I've seen the trailers. That's about it. And I'm just pissed I couldn't watch it because they do it. They've done the whole show in Austin right now. Last weekend, I think they did it in L.A.
L.A., yeah.
And they did it at P-Town. And we just haven't seen it. Ray and I haven't seen it.
You have to come to Houston yet, as far as I know.
Yeah, we should get him to do it here in Houston. That'd be great. So yeah, that was Malcolm Ingram. He's actually good friends with Kevin James. No, not Kevin James. Kevin Smith. I'm sorry. I keep making that mistake. So he's good friends with Kevin Smith. Also, Malcolm Ingram is the director and writer of Small Town Gay Bar. If you've seen that before, mm-hmm. It was filmed in Mississippi. And in the video, we also talked about Fred Phelps. So he talked about his experience with. With Fred Phelps, not that kind of experience, right? So he spoke to him, and he thought he's comical. He thought that Fred Phelps is a
nutcase.
Nutcase.
Yeah.
Well, it's more like to him, it's like a comic character, like
the Joker.
Yeah, the Joker maybe. Yeah, he looks at him as you know, he knows the guy is really crazy. But it's just fun listening to him and laughing at him. He's probably laughing inside while interviewing him. So, yeah. And if you guys don't know Fred Phelps, it's God Hates Fags thing, if you guys know that. But anyway.
God hated fangs.
God hates fangs. Which reminds me, I haven't watched the last episode of True Blood.
You should, well, I guess you better get around and watch it.
No. Yeah, I will. Probably watch it. Well, I'll try to watch it with you one of these days. Okay. Anyway, so actually this show, we're going to end it now a bit because right now we're pre-recording this because I'm out of town.
Somebody's got to go to Europe.
Well, by this time I am. I'm already.
And they got to go to Europe, and then they're going to Germany, to Cologne, to the gay games.
We're going to the gay games. We're going to see some gay bears. I'm excited about that. I'm going to take videos, take some pictures and videos. Of people, you know, shot put, weightlifting, track and field. Yeah, so we'll see about that. I'll look for some chasers for you, Ray.
Please do.
Okay. All right, so, yeah, it's 50-year anniversary. Thank you guys for...
Happy five, Mike.
Happy five. And
thank you all our listeners for supporting us for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks...
Louder.
And thanks... Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
And thanks, Roy, for taking care of the first half of the
league. Mm-hmm. And
stuff.
Yeah.
And listen to his podcast. Is it Sissy?
Sassy. Sassy
the
Cast.
The Sassy Cast.
He's doing Sassy Cast now.
Oh, it's not the Sissy. I thought it was the Sissy
Cast. Sissy Cast. It's the Sissy Cast.
No, I'm serious. I thought that's what he said when I heard him talk about it. I thought he said, this is Sissy Cast. I'm like, all right, Roy. But Sassy Cast. Sorry, Roy.
He's doing Sassy Cast. Yeah. So, guys, if you have comments and voicemails, you can call us. Email us, show@bearpodcast.com. And email me, you can email me directly, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or please call our voice line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-22-BEAR. And leave us a voice comments for the show. You can talk, I can't. So okay. Y'all need to call in and leave some voice comments so we can play them on the air and I can talk less, because apparently I'm having a problem with it tonight.
Yeah, you need to. You need some rest. You've been stressed lately, Ray.
I need some rest.
Yeah. Okay, guys. In the next few days, probably we'll play some flashback shows for you guys. Maybe bring back some old episodes while I'm away, so you guys can enjoy it. And hope you guys have a great week. And see you guys when I get back to the U.S., okay? Okay. Bye-bye. Say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Many woofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. What a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Okay. Why did I wave? Did I wave?
Why are you waving at the microphone?
Like,
it's
like, oh, it's the other time! Why are you waving at the microphone?
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's okay.